Okay? Okay. We're on Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, about five lines where the lines get wide. Rabbi Raza had a prior engagement, he couldn't be here tonight, and now we'll be doing Monday's daf. This is Monday's daf Kuf Nun Dalet. We're up to Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where it says Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama said, Hamachamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbos, if somebody leads his animal on Shabbos, so Bishogeg, if he did it Bishogeg, Chayev Chatas, he's Chayev Chatas. Just like one of the Lamates Melachos, even though Mechamer is not really one of the Lamates Melachos, leading an animal. But this Manda Omer holds that if you do Bishogeg, Chayev Chatas, just like carrying and riding and weaving and spinning. Bemezid, if he did it on purpose, then Chayev Skila, you Chayev Skila. My time, why? So Amar Rabba, it's supposed to be Rabba, because Rabba is going to have a question on this. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Amar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sasek Kol Malacha, don't do any Malacha. Ata, or you, Uvehem Techa, or your animals. So the Gemara says, Behemto Dumya Didei, the animals are compared to you. Mahu B'Shogeg, just like if you do something B'Shogeg, Chayev Chatas, B'shogeg chayev chatas b'mezid chayev skila. Ah, so too behemto nami b'shogeg chayev chatas b'mezid chayev skila. So that's what he holds. And what? No, it's unrelated to shvitas behema. This is even if it's this is about that your behema is not resting. Rashi says that you're doing the work, that your animal's doing the work, but it's your problem. Rashi says, Af malacha sha'osa al yadei behemto, meaning the animal's doing work for you. So that's behemto, but now he's saying it's just like that machamer is another variation of that. It's another variation of that. So you're causing the animal to do work, because you're leading it, you're calling it, therefore you're chayev for machamer, and according to this, the shogeg is chayev a carbon, and b'mezid is chayev a chatos. Amar Rava. So Rava says, "Shtei tshuvas b'davar." I have two questions on that. You're wrong for two reasons. First of all, Chada. First of all, Dichsiv it says, "Torah achas yihye lachem." There's one Torah, laose b'shgaga. There's one Torah when someone does something b'shogeg. This is said by Avodah Zarah, but it's applied to Kol Torah Kula, that there's one uniform rule for doing things b'shogeg. We're going to explain that in a minute. And then it says, "Va'nefesh asher tasa biyad Rama." And then if somebody does it b'mezid, then that pasuk is referring to Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, "Huksha kol ha'Torah kula la'Avodah Zarah." The whole Torah is compared to Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah da'avid ma'isa begufe. In order to be oved Avodah Zarah, you have to actually do a ma'isa with your guf. You can't just say something. Right? Dibur is not considered a ma'isa. You can't think it. Even though on some level, if you think about Avodah Zarah, by definition you are kofir, because by thinking there's another God, that conflicts with believing only in Hashem. So on some level, we always there's a famous memory that the only thing you can do b'machshava, right? We always say that if you do an Aveira, if you think about doing an Aveira, it's not counted as if you did the Aveira. The only exception is Avodah Zarah. Gilarias. So Gilarias I'm not sure about, but Avodah Zarah, the reason is because just by thinking about it, you've committed a sin. Because by thinking about some other God, you've pushed Hashem out of the picture. So just by thinking about it, you have committed a sin. So that's certainly true. But however, maybe you won't be punished. Maybe you won't be punished until you do a ma'isa, until you bow down, you sacrifice, you do something for the Avodah Zarah. Hachanami, here too, ad avid ma'isa begufe, the only time you can be chayev, shogeg, you could be chayev for a shogeg, for Shabbos, is if you do a ma'isa. Telling the animal, hey, come here, right, calling the animal, so it comes to you, leading the animal, you didn't do any ma'isa. So you wouldn't be chayiv. So that can't be true, what you just said. It can't be true. V'od, and a second reason why this is wrong, is because, Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says as follows. Ha'machal al es ha'shabbos, if somebody is machal Shabbos, b'dover shechayavin al shigagaso chatos, something that had he done it b'shogeg, he would be chayiv chatos. V'al zedono, and if he did it b'mezid, skila, he'd be chayev skila, right? Michlal. So we see from here, the ikamidi, that there are things out there in halacha, That there are things on Shabbos that you would not be chayav shogeg achatas and amazed skila, because the Mishnah seems very specific. If you do something that b'shogeg is a chatas and amazed skila, which is mashma, there are things in the world that would not be true. My niyu lav the machamer, isn't that machamer? What else could it be? What else could you do on Shabbos that's not, you're not allowed to do it? But if you did it, you are not chayav shogeg, you're not chayav achatas, you're not chayav skila. What else could it be? So the Gemara says, no, I have things it could be. What could it be? Tchumin. It could be tchum, v'aliba d'Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds tchumin ar doraisa, or it could be v'havara, it could be kindling, right? Aliba d'Rabbi Yossi, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who held, we had this before, that havara is the only one in the Torah that's explicit, lo suvaru eish. Why was Avara the only one singled out? To tell us that Avara is different. The other 38, you get skila. But for Avara, you only get Malchus. It's unique. Right? So we never even addressed Rava's first issue. We've only addressed his second issue. Right? His second issue was, it can't be true that Yichayev Achatas because Mechamer is an exception. We said, no, the exceptions could be other things. It could be Tchum or it could be Havara. Remember back we had this like four or five times when the Gemara had always asked if he forgets about Shabbos. Sorry, he knows about Shabbos. Shogeg and all the Malachas. So we said, so what did he know about Shabbos? If he doesn't know any of the Malachas, so what did he know? So we said, it can't be he knew the essays. That can't be, right? Because there's no Shabbos without Isser, without prohibition. What? So what did he know? What did he know about Shabbos? What did he know about it? He didn't know any of the Malachas, so what did he know? So the Gemara said he knew about Tchum. It's the only thing he knew. So we asked over there, why didn't we say he knew about Mechamer? Right? So what was the answer? Anybody remember? Because we said, if it says, L'asasa kol malacha atu vincha v'hemtacha v'amascha, so he forgot about the first half of the pasuk, L'asasa kol malacha, mestama he forgot about the rest of the pasuk as well. But Tchum is not even learned out from that pasuk. It's from pasuk in Beshalach, if you hold it storaisa. So that got out of that problem. So Rav's second objection, we erased. We said that's not an objection, because it could be he's talking about Tchum or Havara. The first question we're never going to do. Gemara doesn't even address it. Now the Gemara starts again. Rav Zvid Masni Hachi. Rav Zvid had a whole different way of learning Rami Bar Chama that we started off with. Rami Bar Chama had said Yichayev everything, like it's so severe, like it's just a malacha. And the Rabbi said that can't be true, right? So now the Gemara says, well, Rav Zvid had a different version of Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rami Bar Chama Hamachamer Acher Behema B'Shabbes. If somebody is Machamer a Behema on Shabbos, so bishogeg, if he did it by mistake, then ainu chayev chatas. You're not chayev chatas. Rashi says, why not? Because he learned out of avodah zarah. He didn't do any maisa. So that's true. But b'mezid, but if you did it on purpose, chayev skila. You are going to be chayev skila. It's very unique. You are going to be chayev skila. So masiv rava. Now rava has a question. How could that be true? Hamachalas haShabbos. If somebody's machal Shabbos bedavar in something shechayavin al shigigaso chatas. Where if you did it by mistake, you'd be chayev achatas, chayavin al zedono skila. So that you're chayev, if you did it on purpose, you're chayev a skila. Ha! So that inference is, right, it's mashma. Ein chayavin al shigagas al chatas. If you're not chayev, if there would not be a chayev of shogeg, then ein chayavin al zedono skila. Then you would not be chayev skila. So Rav is saying, they go hand in hand. If you're chayev on shogeg or chatas, you will be chayev a skila. If you do it, b'mezid. If not, not. So how could you split it? How could you say you're not chayev shogeg, but you are chayev mezid? How can that be? So the Gemara says, mi kitani ha'ein chayavin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin doesn't phrase it in the negative. The Mishnah doesn't say, ein chayavin, get one without the other. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, hachik amar. The Mishnah says as follows. Davar shechayavin al shigigaso chatos. Yes, if you're chayev a chatos for something b'shogeg, then chayev an al zedono skila. Then yes, you will be chayev, if you did it on purpose, you will be chayev a skila. But, v'yesh dover, there are things in the world, she'ein chayevin al shigegas al chatos. There are things where if you did it on b'shogeg, you will not be chayev a chatos. But v'chayavin al zedono skila. But if you did it on purpose, you will be chayav skila. Umay nihu. And what is that? Mechamer. That's mechamer. So right now we have a machlokas, and at the bottom of the Amud we're gonna pask in that it's not we hold like Rava. You're not chayav a shogeg. You're not chayav a skila either for either of them. But it is asar on Shabbos. Okay, everyone got that? Rava, Achua de Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Rava was the brother of Rav Mori Bar Rachel. The Amri La, and some say that Avuha de Rav Mori Bar Rachel. That Rava was the father of Rav Mori Bar Rachel. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Lelishna Basra, according to the second version, that Rava was the father of Mori Bar Rachel. Kasha, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Ha de Rav Achshere l'Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Rav gave a hechsher. Rav, so to speak, gave a stamp of approval to Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Uminayhu bepurse de Bavel. And he made him one of an officer in Bavel. What's going on here? So what's going on here is as follows. This person, Rav Mori Bar Rachel, Rachel was the daughter of Shmuel. She was seduced by a ger, by a goy, named Isser Giura. He's called Isser Giura because his name was Isser, and subsequently he became a ger. At the time that this Rachel became pregnant, her husband, the father of the baby, was a goy. By the time the baby was born 9 months later, whose name happened to be Mori, the father converted, and he became Isser Giura. Okay? So, the Gemara doesn't want to refer to this story, and doesn't want to bring up the fact that Mori's father was a goy at the time he was a father, so they call him Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Right, Mori, the son of Rachel. Rachel was a fine, nice Jewish girl. So we don't want to mention the fact that the father was a ger, and he was a goy at the time of the conception. So we leave out his name totally, and we mention the fact that his mother's name was Rachel. Rav Mori Bar Rachel. So then the second version says, no, maybe, the second version has it, that Rava was the father. So Rava was the father. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If Rava was the father, then first of all, there's no ger here. So the Gemara says, Kasha. What's the Kasha? That Rav said that this fellow, Rav Mori Bar Rachel, this person, this Amora, Rav Mori Bar Rachel, there's a halacha that somebody who's a ben ger is not allowed to be in a position of authority. Whole question, can they be dayanim? Can they be in positions of authority? Can they be gabayim and for tzedakah? All these questions. There's a question about gerim and being in positions of authority. However, this person, his mother was a Jew. His mother was Rachel. She was a nice Jewish girl. So Rav's paskin, that this person of Mori Bar Rachel, he's allowed to be, this Mori Bar Rachel is allowed to be one of the officers in the Bavel, whatever regarded, whatever it was, whatever matter it was. He was allowed. Why? Because his mother was Jewish. The fact that the father wasn't Jewish, that doesn't make a difference. So Rav was machshir, this Mori Bar Rachel, to be in this position of authority. Okay? So the Gemara says, so if Rava was the father, what would Rav have to be machshir for? He's the Jewish on both sides. Rava was a Jew. So that's the kasha. Ha de Rav achshir lev Mori Bar Rachel. Rav was machshir Mori Bar Rachel umanayhu bepursa de Bavel and said it's mutter for Rav Mori Bar Rachel to be some officer in Bavel, to be in charge of some community function. I's Ben Ger, yeah, but his mother's not. So it's okay, that's enough of a Jew. He could be in charge of the community tzarech, whatever it was. So what did Rav have to be machshir him for? His father was Jewish. So the Gemara answers, Dilma tre Mori Bar Rachel hava. Maybe there were two Mori Bar Rachels. Maybe this happened twice. And one, Rava was the father, so Rav was a machshir that one, because he was perfectly Jewish. Rav was machshir the one with the whole story with Shmuel with this ger. So that's why there's an aleph over here. Some take out this entire line. It never happened that Rava was involved with this whole. It's never happened. Tosfos says it couldn't even be chronologically even true because Rav lived so much before Rava. The whole thing doesn't even unless you have to change names. It's maybe it's Rav Ashi. They change names. So some people just take this whole line out. Either way, it was just an interesting aside. Anyway, back to Shabbos. Right, they might not have had an official. I don't know how long that lasts. How long does that last that you can't be in a position of authority? Shmaya and Italian were Ben Gerim. I don't know how far. They were Gerim themselves. I don't know. Maybe. Isn't we had that Gemara that they didn't want to acknowledge something that Talion said because he was a ger. Remember, we had that Gemara. So there was something to it. But okay. Anyway, back to the Shabbos. So anyway, Havi Masni Lolaha Shmaise Mishmeidu of Yochanan. He repeated over this memra from Rabbi Yochanan. Liftar to pater somebody who's involved in Machamer. Why? Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ha Machamer Acher Behemto B'Shabbos. If somebody is over on Machamer, pater mikulam. He's pater no matter what. Whether he did it on purpose or by accident. Why? Bishogeg, if he does it by accident, lo machayev chatas, he's not chayev chatas, why not? The hook should call a Torah kula la avodah zarah. Because the kol ha Torah kula is compared to a avodah zarah. Bemezid nami lo lachayev, he's also not chayev bemezid, why not? Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, same Mishnah, ha machal es ha Shabbos. If somebody's machal Shabbos, bedavar, with something. Shechayavin al shigagas al chatos. That if he did it by accident, he'd be chayav chatos. Val zedono skilo. And if he did it on purpose, he'd be chayav skilo. Ha? So that's mashma. Ein chayavin al shigagas al chatos. Ein chayavin al zedono skilo. And if you don't do it, if there's no shogeg, if there's no chatos, then there will not be skilo. So since Machamer doesn't have any chatos, if you do it b'mezid, you will not be chayav skilo. And then the Gemara now, that's.
You rejected that star before.
No. Why did we reject it?
No,
so we made an implication that... So now I'm saying a new thing. We're saying if there's ever a situation where you can't be chayav chatos, you can't be over skila. You can't get skila if you do it amazing. We didn't say that before. Before we said it's an inference. And we said, no, the inference can't work because the Mishnah wasn't phrased in the negative. When we said, no. No, now we're saying a rule. Before it was an inference. And we said the inference doesn't work because the note of the difference, right. So the inference doesn't work. So now I'm saying it's not an inference; it's a rule. If you can't get a chatos, you can't get tequila. Simple rule. Now the Gemara says another line: Delav nami lo machayev. You also don't get malchus if you do machamer. Why not? Why would I think yes? So we'll see in a minute. Tahavi le lav shenitein la azharas misas bezdin. Because it's a lav shenitein la azharas misas bezdin. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi's going to say it better than I ever could. Rashi says, the whole source for Machamer is from the pasuk of Losasa Kol Malacha. That pasuk is a, there's no malchus for anything you do wrong on Shabbos. It's either Misa or Chatos. That's all derived from Losasa Kol Malacha. Right? So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Deshar Malachos de Shabbos, it's the last Rashi of the Amid. The Shar Malachos de Shabbos, the other Malachos of Shabbos, the other 39, Nami Mehaikra Nafka Lahu, Azhara. They're also learnt out from this pasuk of Losasa Kol Malacha as a warning. Losasa Kol Malacha, don't do the Lamates Malachos. Right? Hilkach, therefore, Lazharas Misas Bezdin Nitain. This pasuk is a warning for the 39 Malachos, don't do that. Because if you do it, you're going to get Misa. How do we know that? Because it says somewhere else, Mechal Lehel Mos Yumas. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're going to get Misa. So the pasuk here is a warning that if you violate this Aveira, Bezin's going to give you Misa. Okay? So Rashi continues, Delo Onash Misa, there can't be an Onish of Misa, El Imkein Hizir. Onash is first a warning. This is the warning. Yeseres Adibros, don't do this. Hilkach, therefore, Iker Azharaso, the ikker warning of this pasuk is lamakom shiyesh bo misa atoy. It's going on misa. Velo lamalkus. It's not going on malkus because there is no malkus for any of the lamates malachos. Therefore, if there's ever a case where there will not be misa, for example, machamer, then there can't be malkus either. That's the principle of. Lav Shinitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin. The Lav was only really given for Misas Bezdin. If it happens to be, you found one case now where there will not be Misas Bezdin, there's no Malkus. Why? That's the rule. That's a good question. The Gemara is going to raise a similar objection. That's the principle of Lav Shinitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin. There's a gigantic Tosfos here if you see it. So maybe he addresses that. So the Avodah Zarah was by Shogeg. By Shogeg, there's no Maisa. You can't get Malchus for Shogeg anyway. We're saying, even if you did, maybe that's the answer, because you did it by Shogeg. So by Shogeg, there's no Maisa. Right. That's a good question. Right. Now, your answer is the Lima to Avodah Zarah is only by Shogeg. So by Shogeg, they all have to be the same. By Shogeg, you need a Maisa. So I don't know about the question of Lav Shein B'Maisa, but maybe the Gemara is going to address something which might answer that. So that's the principle of Lav Shein and Lazarus Mises Bezdin. It's a Lav that is unique, that really the Pasuk is really referring to a warning of Mises Bezdin, but for some reason you can't get Mises Bezdin, so therefore you can't get Malchus either. This comes up by Eid Zomim. For some reason, for whatever reason, the Eidim Zomim can't get Misa, they don't get Malchus either. Because the principle of Lav Shein and Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Well, Malchus has pages and pages about this issue, about this principle. Anyway, the Gemara says as follows: But v'chal lav shenitan lazaris misas bezdin. If there's ever a case of a lav shenitan lazaris misas bezdin, that the principal lav is only warning against misa, and here you can't get misa, ain't lokin a lav. There's no malchus either. So now the Gemara asks. We turn to Amud Beis. Vafilu l'man da'amar lokin, and even according to the man da'amar who says there is malchus. There's a machlokus over there in Makos, and some say, yeah, there is malchus for a lav shenitei in Lazarus Misas Bezdin. So then according to that, why is there no malchus for Machamer? So the Gemara answers, if it were true, lichto rachmana, the Torah should have written, lo sase kol molacha, u vehem techa. It should have written that way, in a much simpler way. Ata lamali, why does the Torah go out of its way and say an extra word, ata? So the Gemara says, Hu nihi demachayev? You're chayev, but behemto lo machayev. You're not chayev for your animal, so that might explain lav shein b'maisa as well. You know, no matter what, you're not chayev for your animal. Even if you want to hold lav shein b'maisa as lokin alav, there's a man d'amo who says that too. But there's an extra word ata. You're not chayev. Only you're chayev for Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to be mechamer, but you're not going to get a punishment for it. That's what that's from the word ata. No, I think that's Choresh, because that's the Derech of Choresh. I think we had that once. So Machamer is only a unique situation where you lead the animal. Right? Okay. Next. The Mishnah had said that Higia L'chatzer HaChitzona. If you get to the Chatzer HaChitzona, then you unload the animal. Then it depended. The Mishnah said it depended. If it's stuff you could unload, you unload it. If it's books of stuff, you're stuck. It's not like Gemara is going to go into that in much more detail. Amar Rav Huna, if the behem is carrying glass jars, maybe karim v'kisasos, you could bring pillows and blankets, umeniach tachteha, put them underneath the animal, then umater hachavolim, unloosen the ropes, the cords, v'hasakin oflin, and they'll fall and they won't get broken. Great idea. That way you can get the glass off the animal. You're not going to break anything. They'll fall on the pillows.
Is it glass also, or is it just...
We're going to get to that in a minute. But Gemara asked that question right now. V'anan tanan, but we have a mission that says, no tel es hakelim halitolim b'shabbos. It's not muksa. I have glasses to drink. So why... anything that I'm allowed to carry, I'm allowed to move. Right? So no tel es hakelim halitolim b'shabbos. I'm allowed to move kelim that can be moved. These are glasses. So why can't... What do I have to do this roundabout pillows and cushions? I can just take them off. Then I'm muksa. So the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about a special case. Kik Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna's talking about Bekarne de'umna. We're talking about utensils, glasses that were used by the blood letter. So Rashi says, Be'umna, Makis Dam, She'ein Ru'uyin B'Shabbos L'Klum. They're not fit for anything. Lefi shemi usim, because they're disgusting. Right? So all the Rishonim ask, but we know that if something's muksa machmas miyus, it's not muksa. Right? So a few ways to get around that. So some say this Gemara is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it is muksa, even if it's muksa machmas miyus. And some say that muksa machmas, this is beyond muksa machmas miyus. This is something that the Rashi says laklum. It's like so revolting. Right. So how is that different? So I thought, why is this any worse than a diaper, than a dirty diaper, which you could clear off out of the house if it's smelling up the house? So why is this any different? So some say that we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is very machmir about muktzah. He says all muktzah is aser, and Rabbi Yehuda according to him as well. What? No, no, because Rabbi Yehuda was very machmir. So he said it's mius, it serves no purpose on Shabbos, and therefore it's not allowed to move it. So some say that it's muktzah machmas chasar and kiss as well. Some say that. Therefore, even if you're holik of Shimon, then but then Rashi, why does Rashi say mius? That's difficult. Right, some say that they don't disagree with Rashi, and it's muksumach chazar and kiss. They're very delicate. They're used by the blood letter. It's a highly skilled profession, and therefore it's like you know a knife from a shochet or tefillin. All these things that are usher because they're expensive and they're used for specialties. Right, so then why can't you just unload them by yourself? Why do you have to get the pillows? So it has no. But don't we say
that? It has no use on Shabbos. That's what I'm saying. He's saying the reason it has no use.
Yeah, but the dirty diaper has no reason no use on Shabbos either. You let him move it because it's mius. It's exactly what mius is. Muksamachma is mius. Means you're allowed to move it. It means it's not muksamachma is mius. Right? I don't know. What? If you, I'm sorry, what? No, the thing that they used already. They used. It's so disgusting because they used. They used Kalim. Right. You've used them already. I don't know what you're doing with them, but you used them already. They're in the bag. They're revolting. So therefore, Rashi, it's Mios. So the Kasha is, so if it's Mios, you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to get rid of it. Unless maybe you want to say that since he didn't get rid of it till now, he demonstrated.
You bring it in. So
right. Right. So anyway, we're talking about these special items. What if, however reason you want to say they're muksa, they're not fit for anything. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. You have now made these, so since these glasses are muksa, you've now made the pillow muksa. You mavatel the kli, that I had this, it's a good pillow, I could sleep on it all Shabbos long. Now I put it on the floor, the kli fell on it, now the pillow's muksa. I mavatel the kli's use. I'm about to the pillow's use. How can I do that? So the Gemara answers, Bishlifi Zutre. We're talking about very small jars, very small sacks. So basically, they're going to fall onto the pillow, then they're going to slide off the pillow and fall onto the ground, and then you can pick up your pillow and go to sleep. Not a problem. What about buses? Why didn't they make it a buses? Right? So the Ran says, if you only have a buses from before Shabbos, can create a buses on Shabbos. Then they went through a problem of Kli Meichano. But there can't be a buses. The buses only from before Shabbos. That's what the Ran says. So Rashi says over here that in the Rashi of Baha Mavatal Kli says, Karim Vikotzos, Sheminichin Tachas Davar, you put it under something, She'ein Nital Mavatlon Meichanon, because the Shuv Lo Yitlam, Misham, V'dami L'Soser. It's Dami L'Soser. If you put the pillow underneath, and then the thing's going to fall on the pillow. I can't use the pillow anymore. It's like I destroyed the pillow. That's what Rashi says. So Tosos points... What? One second. Tosos points out that earlier in the Masechta on Daf Mem something, Rashi said that when you have the dripping oil, and the oil's dripping into the kli, then the kli becomes usur, because the oil was muksa, and you mevatel the kli, and Rashi says it's like binyan, because it's like cemented out of the ground. I can't pick it up. It's like I built it. What's going on here? What's Rashi saying? Binyan or Soter? So what I saw, I think it was also the Ran, so I forgot who said it. He says that over there, in the case by the oil, you could still use that kli. Technically, you could use that kli. You could put other stuff in there, because that's what a kli is made for. A kli is made for holding things. So there's oil in there. So I could put something else in. It might get dirty. It might not be appropriate, but technically I can. So the function of the kli is not being totally destroyed. Therefore, Rashi, that's a problem of binyan. You've changed the item, now I can't use it. But over here, when you put something on the pillow, I can't use that pillow. I can't sleep on that pillow now. That pillow's over. So I've literally destroyed the function of the pillow. Therefore, Rashi over here says it's sother. You hear the difference? No, you look puzzled. Huh? In the case by the dish, when the oil drips into the dish, Rashi said that it was a problem of binyan. You're building the you have mavatel the dish by binyan, and over here Rashi says you mavatel the pillow by soser, by destroying it. What's the difference? So they explain, the Mefarshim explain, by the pillow, by the dish, you mavatel the dish. I can't now use this dish to serve on the table. But I could still technically, theoretically, I could take this dish and I could put stuff in the dish, even though it's on the ground. We don't let you, because we're about to look clean. But technically you can. In theory, you could still use this dish. Here, you can't use the pillow anymore. Because once it's blood, blood-stained Caleb on this pillow, I'm not using this pillow to sleep on. So, it's worse. Since it's worse, Rashi calls it Sozer.
Yeah, it's Sozer.
You don't hear the binyan part. Okay. We'll have to iron it a little further. No, he's not saying anything to Caleb. He's saying it's dummy. It's you mavatal the kli, and it's like you've destroyed it. That's all he's saying. Okay. Fine. So now Mesa, we have a question on everything we've just said. Haisa behemto tuuna tevel vaashashios. If you have an animal and it's carrying on the animal a load of tevel, right? That's tvua. You didn't give off trumas and meiser, so that serves no purpose because nobody can eat that because you can't give trumas and meiser on Shabbos. So this serves no purpose. Also, you have these glass, like apparently it's like large glass, like almost like windows. Rashi says that you're going to eventually make them into windows. So you don't. The point is okay. So anyway, what does the Gemara say? Matir tachavolim, unloosen them. V'asakin oflim, and they're going to fall down on the floor. V'afal pi shemeshtabrim, even though they're going to break. Right? So the question is, why don't you put pillows underneath? If you let you put pillows by us, why can't you put pillows over here? So the Gemara answers, Hasam, in that case, is Bekulsa. We're talking about a certain kind of big, very large glass. And the large glass is going to break. And you don't care if it breaks. That's the key. You don't care. Why don't you care? Because you're going to want smaller pieces of glass anyway, as the Rashi explains. You're going to want smaller pieces of glass. Because you're making windows and you're making other things, so you don't care. Let it fall, let it break. You couldn't care less. Therefore, then if that's the case, then don't get pillows. Why should you have to run into the problem if you don't care anyway? So the Gemara says, Dekanami, that's even a riot that that's true. Diktani dumi de tevel. It's just like tevel. Ma tevel de lo chazile. Tevel serves no purpose. Afachanami de lo chazile. So too, these glass, large glass panes don't serve any purpose because you have to make them smaller. So therefore, you don't care if they fall. So then if that's true, so then umay afal pisha meshtabrin. So what does it mean when the Braita says that even if they break? What do you mean even if they break? You don't care if they break. So the Gemara says no. Bahu detema, I might think that lahafsid muat nami chashashu, that I should be allowed to bring a pillow because if they fall and break, there are going to be small pieces that are going to fly off and break off, and those are going to be lost. So maybe to save those small pieces, I should be allowed to bring a pillow, to save the small pieces of glass that are going to fly off when it hits the ground. Kamash Malan, for the tiny, tiny, small pieces, we don't let you be mevatel this kli meichana. We don't let you do that. That's that. Fine. Now you move off into a slightly different topic. Tanya, Rav Shurim ben Yechai Omer, Rav Shurim ben Yechai said, Haisa behemto tuuna shlif shel tevua. If your animal is carrying a load of tevua, and you want to get it off the animal, so what should you do? Meniach rosho tachteha, put your head underneath that basket, umesalko lutzad acher, and with your head push the basket over the rope, fuhunofu me'elav, and it'll fall by itself. You didn't touch muksa, because muksa is only touching with your hands. You touched it with your head. That's okay. That's a roundabout way of getting it off the animal. Chamor shel Rabbi Gamliel. There was once a chamor of Rabbi Gamliel. Haisa tuuna dvash. It was full of honey. It was laden with honey. V'lo ratzel leparka. He didn't want to unload the honey ad Matzah Shabbos. Until Matzah Shabbos. And Matzah Shabbos, Mesa. On Matzah Shabbos, the animal died already because it was holding this honey. It was burdened the whole Shabbos. It died. So the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Gamliel do that? V'anan tanan. Notil kalim halitolim. First of all, it's honey, so it's edible, right? You could dip the apple in it. So why did Rabbi Gamliel not undo it himself? So the Gemara answers: kishahidvish. The honey spoiled. It was spoiled. Well, we're going to get to Tzar Balchayim in a minute. So the Gemara says a hidvish. It was spoiled honey. So lemay chazi. So what was he doing with that honey? What was he doing with it? Spoiled honey. What was he carrying it for? So the Gemara says, the Kasisa de Gamali. He was carrying it He was using it to use as to smear on the wounds of the camels. And he didn't want to do that on Shabbos because he ran into problems of refu on Shabbos. He didn't want to do it on Shabbos. So that's why he couldn't unload it. So the Gemara says, so v'yater chavalim v'yiplu. So why didn't he, what? V'yikusakin. So why didn't he just untie them and let them fall? So the Gemara says, the mitzteru ziki, they were going to break. So the same question we had before, v'yavokar v'kizatzos. So why didn't he bring pillows and blankets to cushion the fall? V'yiniach tachtehen. So the Gemara says, mitanfi, they were going to become soiled. And that wasn't going to be a problem. It wasn't like we said before, they were little small things that were going to slide off. They were not small. They were large, large jars of honey. And therefore, he couldn't do that because then he was going to be mevatel the kli beforehand. So the Gemara said, Mati's question, v'ikot tzar ba'alachayim, but it's tzar ba'alachayim. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is that the daraisa of tzar ba'alachayim should have overridden the derabbanan of muksa, or of mivatel kli beichana. Right? That's the question. So Rashi explains. Tzar ba'alachayim is a daraisa. Can't mistreat animals for no reason. So he let the animal stay mistreated the whole Shabbos. So he should have rather be over the Issa Durabanan of Muksa or be Mavakal the Kli for the sake of Tzar Balachayim. So the Gemara answers, Kosafer, he held Tzar Balachayim is Durabanan. Tzar Balachayim is only an Issa Durabanan. And the Ramah Paskin, the Tzar Balachayim, by the way, is Daraisa. So it's a scary thing. Just pulling off wings of flies just for fun is a problem. What? It's not a chayim? Why? Because it's a bug. Okay, it's pulling off wings of birds. But this one's just the whole question about that. So if you're allowed to, the question is, the Rishonim asked, if you're allowed to load an animal for your own needs, no one says that that's Tzar Balachayim. I'm allowed to load an animal if I want to take the stuff from here to there. So why is it worse if I leave it on? Why is that worse? No one says, listen, you can't ride a horse, it's Tzar Balachayim. No one entertains that. So at what point does it become, you cross the line?
Loading this, I'm sorry, just letting it stay.
No, but if I, let's say I'm going to load up, no, I'm loading, I'm loading
this.
What?
Loading
is not Tzar Balachayim, and traveling with the load is not Tzar Balachayim. So what is Tzar Balachayim? I'm leaving it there. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? So the difference is, it's a critical difference. The difference is it serving you in any way? Is it doing anything for you? So if it's doing something for you, that's not Tzar Balachayim.
At some point it's doing nothing.
So at some point it's doing nothing. So if it's sitting there in the hot sun with loads of honey for no reason, it's not doing anything for you, that's Tzar Balachayim. But if you're traveling with it, that's not Tzar Balachayim. It's serving a function. This comes into the whole questions of using animals for medical purposes. If it's serving a function, that's not Tzar Balachayim. If it's not serving a function, if it's letting it stay there and get hot and tired and die, that's going to cross over the line. Okay. Abaya Ashkechei L'Rabba. Abaya found Rabba. Abaya once saw Rabba. Deka Meshafshef Le Livrei Agaba Dechamra. It was on Shabbos, and he had his son, Rabba had his son, and he was using the back of a donkey like a slide, and he was sliding his son down the back of the donkey. Okay? Now, the Gemara is not going to mention anything about Muksa. The Gemara is only going to mention the Issa d'Rabbanan of using an animal, the Gzeira, maybe you'll break off a branch. Now that I ride an animal, the Gzeira, maybe you'll break off a branch. So Abaya said, Rabba, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that? I looked. I didn't see any answer. What about muksa? You're not allowed to pet animals. You're not allowed to ride them. It's all muksa problem. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Gemara discusses the issues of using animals. And there's a gzeira. Maybe you'll break off a branch. Maybe it'll be over kotzer. So amalei kamishtamish mar bebalechayim. Rabbi, you're using a live animal. You're not allowed to do that. We have a gzeira. So amalei. So Rabbi answers back. No, I'm allowed to. You know why? Because it's dozen hain. I'm using only the side of the animal. Rashi explains. His son was not on the animal like a regular way you sit on an animal on a saddle, one leg over the other leg. He was sitting sideways, like the women used to sit, the fancy women on a horse, and he was sliding down the animal that way. So that's studded. What's studded? Sardin are the sides, meaning an unusual way. But Sardin lo gozri b'hu. That thing would never go there. Lo gozri rabbanon. The rabbanon would never go to that. So I'm allowed to use the animal for that way. All right, what about muksa? I don't have an answer for that. Menat timra. How do you know that? How do you know that Sardin's okay? And now we're going to talk about sukkah, the tzadin of a tree, and the Gemara assumes that the tzadin of a tree are the same thing as the tzadin of an animal. That's what the Gemara is going to assume. We learned in sukkah, I'm sorry, the tnan, how do you know you're allowed to, before we get to sukkah, how do you know you're allowed to? Because it says, we have a mission that says, matir hachavalim, you can unloosen the ropes, the hasakin noflin, and the sacks will fall by themselves. Now, my love, aren't we talking about bechaver gavalki? With a rope of a gavalki, which means it's a roped over. The only way that you can get this rope off the animal is if you lean on the animal and somehow untie the animal. So you're leaning on the animal. You're not riding the animal. You're not leaning on the animal in a normal way. It's a little unusual way, but otherwise you can't get the rope off. But the mission says you're allowed to undo the rope. So it must be it's mutter to use an animal on the side. Must be it's mutter. So the Gemara says, not the habilut stadin. You're leaning on the side of the animal to unloosen the rope, and the Mishnah says it's perfectly permissible. If it's tadin, lo gazrivu rabbanan. So you see the rabbanan didn't go there, it's tadin. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya, lo. We're talking about b'chaver agalvaki. D'lo habit tadin. We're talking about either a rope that was only on one side of the animal, so you didn't need to lean on the animal at all, inami or balakso, or there was a clasp. So I could just unfasten the clasp and the sacks were going to fall. Bottom line is, you don't have to lean on the animal at all. Rabbi, you have no right to anything about studding his mutter. Eisvei, now let's kash on Rabbi. Why? Because it says as follows. Shtayim b'di adam. If a guy has a three-walled sukkah, two of the walls he made himself. The achaz b'ilon. And the third wall is a tree. Okay? If the third wall is a tree, then the schach is resting on the two walls. It's also resting somehow on the tree. The Gemara is going to explain that. So the Gemara says, kashera. It's a kosher sukkah, but the ain't olin lo b'yontif. You can't go up on that sukkah. Chalamoid, you can. You can go chalamoid, but you can't go up on yontif. Why not? So why not? The answer is because you're not allowed to use a tree. There's a gzeri, you're not allowed to be mishtamish from a tree. So on yontif, you're not allowed to be mishtamish from the tree. Somehow this tree is serving its function. We're going to see how exactly in a minute. So you're not.
That's exactly.
It's the same thing with an animal. You're not allowed to ride an animal, it's a gzeri. You're not allowed to go in a tree, it's a gzeri. Same exact gzeri. My love, dachak baby Elon. What are we talking about over here? Where you fastened a wall into the tree. You fastened the wall somehow into the tree. The havelutz doesn't. And therefore you're using the side of the tree for the wall, for the third wall. Vich stadin asurin. And stadin arasur. So what are you talking about, Rabbah? How could you say the stadin of an animal are mutter? Mestamma, it's the same thing, stadin of trees and animals. Sultan of a sukkah, you're not allowed to use that sukkah. On Chalamod, you're allowed to use it. Not on Shabbos and Yontif. Right? So how could Sultan be good by animal and not good by sukkah? So the Gemara says, no, lo, the kafir le'ilon. You're using the tree itself as a sukkah. The tree itself is being used as a sukkah. What time is Mincha? 6:15? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, we'll stop right now. I thought it was 6:30. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll stop right now. I would have gone faster. I'm sorry. We'll stop right now. Today's share is learned the definition of Avram Yitzchak Ben Yaakov. I'm so sorry. And we'll continue on Rosh Hashanah.